You're listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. We are the gateway to your weekend. Conversation Digest each and every Friday from either 7 to 8 p.m. or 7 to 9 p.m. Tonight, maybe an hour and a half installment of the show, but it looks more like 1 hour. Coming up, the lady who didn't call the fire department went ahead and burned the building down anyway. Also, our march towards Marxism, according to Pravda. What's that all about? Go ahead and call us at 845-7084 and contribute to the show. We are Conversation Digest each and every Friday. Up in just a bit. Hard-hitting issues that you can't live without. WNRB, LP Wausau.
Who's the microphone assassin, huh? You are, of course you are. You get out there and do your about your stuff.
Hey, hey! You are listening to Conversation Digest, the best show on this time slot, with Academy Award-winning Chad Houtman, two-time Golden Globe winner Knuspy, and daytime Emmy Award-winning The Zippelman. With such a star-studded extravaganza, how could you not pass up this opportunity? Get ready for the best 2 hours of your life. Until next week at this time.
We are your gateway to the weekend Conversation Digest. I'm Chad Houtman. Knuspy's in the house as well.
Oh, yeah.
As the Zippelman. Zippelman was gone last week. He has made his triumphant return this evening. What's going on, Zippelman?
Not much.
You hanging in there like a trooper?
Hanging in there like swimwear.
Did you see that guy on the drive over here that was waving on the traffic, trying to tell him to go, and the car couldn't go anywhere because there was oncoming traffic?
Yeah, and he just kept waving.
So if you're listening right now, waving guy.
He could have been waving at the concrete.
I don't know what he was waving at. Hey, guys.
The guy couldn't go in the vehicle.
There was oncoming traffic.
He was halfway down the block anyway.
I never understood.
Like, no, I got to. You got to move so I can get by. Come on, just go.
845-7084 is your studio line. Got a jam-packed hour this evening.
This is Conversation Digest, and that's
this
two.
Is Conversation Digest.
That's
check
three.
Out our website, famousashtray.com, all one word, famousashtray.com. You know, kind of like the ashtray that you used to ash your cigarettes into at the bar.
Now you just
can't do it anymore.
And hopefully the place burns down.
Yeah. FamousAshtray.com, the archived radio episodes of Conversation Digest, as well as TV episodes of our show that used to not be aired on the local campus TV station, STV. It was suppressed and buried.
Well, they're pretty much the biggest jerks I know.
Also got,
save for a couple people.
I would agree with you, except for 3-1, who was banned from this show.
Even though he states that he did it.
He was banned.
By his own volition, and he was kicked off.
Video projects on there as well. We got a brand new film coming out in a month or three here behind the deadline.
We have to rework that name of it.
Probably. Headline news. Wikipedia blocks Church of Scientology from editing pages. Tom Cruise is having
upset.
A day of rage.
Him and John Travolta are just raging ragers.
Them and many others apparently in the Scientology Church. In an unprecedented move, Wikipedia has banned edits from an entire religion, the Church of Scientology. After 4 months of internal discussion, Wikipedia's top administrators decided Thursday to block Scientology-affiliated computers from changing items on any part of the free online encyclopedia, reports the British tech blog The Register.
All they're putting up is disinformation, so they're blocking the disinformation from being happening.
Well, if it is disinformation, by all means, but if they're actually taking out truthful information...
No, they put up lies.
All right. The encyclopedia's administrators found that Scientology computers had been repeatedly changing more than 400 pages related to the church, deleting the negative references and adding positive ones. The volume of changes was overwhelming. I am exhausted.
The volume of changes was overwhelming administrators' ability to reverse them, hence the block. Representatives of the Church of Scientology did not reply to FoxNews.com's request for comment. Duh, why would they?
Wikipedia matches specific internet protocol, IP addresses. Every device on the internet has one, with certain users and tweaks its servers to prevent those machines gaining edit access. Every IP address linked to the Church of Scientology is now banned from editing. All IP addresses owned or operated by the... This is the quote, by the way. All IP addresses owned or operated by the Church of Scientology and its associates, broadly interpreted, are to be blocked, read a statement on Wikipedia according to Wicked News. Individual editors may request IP block exemption if they wish to contribute from the blocked IP addresses. A previous mass block was levied against Overstock.com for the repeated troublesome edits, reports the Register. For half a day in January 2008, the entire nation of Qatar was blocked because many troublesome edits were coming from the country's only ISP, CNET reports. What do we know about Qatar?
It's a country in the Middle East.
Is it a country filled with Scientologists?
Apparently so. Now, at least. No, not really.
I'm just curious as to who else is editing false information or putting false information on behalf of themselves on there.
Well, one time I was the unofficial ruler of a city.
What does it say for Conversation Digest on there?
We don't have one. Maybe we should make one. Or one of our many fans should...
I thought we were on Wikipedia.org.
No, that was through the STV Wikipedia entry.
So what kind of stuff were they saying on there? Did you read any of the information about Scientologists on there?
No.
Well,
I just read about it, not reading about the posts.
All right. Well, in just a few moments here, we got Nerd Boy Destroys a Hollywood feature or film, whatever it's called. What's that feature called that we do?
Nerd Boy Ruins Movie.
All right. 845-7084 is your studio line. Have a busy 55 minutes ahead of us, 53 minutes and counting now. In just a bit here, we're going to talk about that lady that burned a building down. She didn't call. Didn't say we're going to do that. And
she wanted a barbecue.
Local officials are upset about it. Also, the beer tax increase. What do you think about it? All that and more in just a bit. Right now, it's Nerd Boy.
Ruins a movie?
Ruins a movie. WNRBLP, Wausau, Conversation Digest.
Complaints that my retelling of certain movies isn't accurate. You guys don't know what you're talking about. I'm just reading them off Wikipedia. If you have problems, take that up with the editor of the movie pages on Wikipedia. Well, let's see if you can guess this one. It all starts with people flying to an island full of dinosaurs. They get there and dinosaurs go crazy and start taking over. The main dinosaur bone guy gets all crazed, and the guy who's in the fly starts ranting about some brilliant theories on the properly prepared seafood or food or I don't know. They all get split up and have to go back to the main building so they can get home, but first the T-Rex comes crashing through and eats three metal Jeeps. What's up with that? But I suppose since it was a CG dinosaur, they could have digested the metal and on and in the vehicles. They all get back to the main building, and then they have a tea party, and one of the raptors says,
"Care for a spot of tea, Mr. Main Guy of this movie?"
And he responds with a heavy yes. The raptor was lying, and he lunges and eats the main guy. The raptor promptly burps and states,
"Yes, British food, still bollocks."
The old guy and the kids and the lady get on the helicopter and they see the safari guy made a new add-on before he got torn to pieces. It was a button that had a cartoon bomb on it. So they pressed it. Moments later, the sky was full of white. There was now a giant crater filling up with water in the middle of the ocean. We won't be having a dinosaur outbreak in New York now, will we, Mr. Spielberg?
Each and every Friday, somewhere after
Nerd
10
Boy
after the hour.
Ruins movie? Or maybe he sounds like he made it a lot better than it normally was. At least this time around.
Conversation Digest. We are your place for information that you may not get anywhere else and maybe don't care to. Doyle opens to He's open to creating driver
Jim Doyle?
Cards for... We're not even going to talk about that. I can't even find the story about that lady that burnt out the building, didn't tell the fire department. Can't find that story.
Good job, boss at DailyHerald.com.
I think I blame this computer more than anything else. By the way, if you're in my neighborhood and you don't like the way my lawn looks, I would worry more about the landscape of America.
Burn.
Yeah, I haven't burned the lawn yet, but it's a viable option.
Well, you just use gasoline and a match to do it. That's what Master Shake did.
Am I getting the same trouble this lady got into for burning down the building?
How do you like that for a segue?
But the lawn looks awful. It's long. I've got dandelions all over the place. Who's got the time?
The Ziffelman do that?
No, he doesn't do it. He
did it last time.
Mowed my lawn once, but that was, I hope he mows the lawn again, but...
Yeah, that was the gala event of the century.
Yeah. Well, Susan Boyle's in trouble with the cops, by the way, but we're not even going to talk about that. Britain's Got Talent, whatever it is, which is, you know, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But American capitalism gone with a whimper. By the way, that was the statement. Don't worry about my lawn. Look at the landscape of America.
Burn!
People in my neighborhood, you can worry about my lawn all you want, but... Worry about the landscape of America and the way things are going right now. That's what I'm more worried about. No matter how long the grass is, or contrary to that, no matter how pristine and how beautiful and how wonderful my lawn looks, America's still going down the toilet as fast as it possibly could.
So the landscape is as dirty as hell and you're not going to take it anymore?
Yes, the American landscape is as dirty as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And someone says to me the other day, well, Chad, what's the point of complaining? You can't do anything about it.
Didn't I say that?
No, you've said that before, but I would say this, that we are doing something about it right now. If you cannot make...
So we're whining about
monetary,
it on air?
This is not whining. You're going to be whining when I slap you around because you're talking nonsense. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You did threaten with me before.
Well, I was full of rage and anger. But if you can, because the American landscape is in such absolute disarray, my lawn is in pristine shape compared to the American landscape. I'm not talking about literal... physical characteristics, the figurative characteristics of America.
So what would the dandelions in your yard be in relation to?
Probably the economy.
So they're getting big and then dropping off?
The dandelions are completely devalued, like the dollar, because there's so many of them.
We should change to the
peso. When I was a kid, I didn't understand there was a billion dandelions out there. I used to go and pick them and whatever, give them to my mother. I didn't realize they were weeds. Isn't that the lie that we all live as we're children? We always think they're
flowers.
But they're not flowers at all. They're weeds. Kids don't know that. That's part of the youthful innocence.
Well, kids are stupid.
Right. But they're kind of pretty when they're yellow, aren't they? And then they get that death look when they have the cottony look, and then
they're trying to spread themselves all over like a certain disease.
But as I've gotten older, the dandelion has become completely devalued. There are a billion of them. I didn't know back then that the world was absolutely inundated with dandelions. I don't know that they have them in China or... Russia or whichever, but I would imagine they have their own version of the dandelion. There's so many of them, they are worth nothing to me, like the dollar. So the dollar would be represented by the dandelion in the American landscape. And my lawn, as cruddy as it is right now, it is much better looking to me than the American landscape. 845-7084 if you want to chime in. Also, by the way, if you don't want to make a dollar donation or whichever donation amount you choose to make, you can officially help WNRBLP by making a verbal contribution.
Yes. Make a verbal contribution. Call up or whatever.
Or
leave the studio.
Just yell out your window. You hate Conversation Digest and you're not going to take it anymore.
And you're proud of it. So you might as well yell it out the window like a crazy person.
And much per the conversation that Knespy and I had last week, minus the Ziffelman as he was not here... This was to be a comedic show when we initially broadcast about 2 years ago on WNRBLP.
I'm still holding steadfast in that idea.
Well, I don't know how you can, because the way that it is going with all the streaming information about the nonsense going on in America as we speak, how can we be comedic? It is much tougher, by the way, to do a comedy show than it is anything else.
It's easy. It's fun.
A whole 2 hours or a whole hour. It's tough.
Didn't we do that last year?
No. Listen to the archive shows. They weren't always about comedy.
Well, that's what I tried to do.
All right, Knospy, you keep it going then.
That was a dramatic pause. Did you like that?
America's march towards capitalism. Away from. American capitalism gone to the whimper. All I'm saying is it's getting tougher to do comedy. It is getting tougher.
Oh, but you still try anyway.
I do try, and I think that at various locations throughout my life, I'm more funny than I am on the air here because I don't have time. Maybe I am. How do you perceive this show as a listener or as a viewer of our TV version of Conversation Digest? Is it a show of comedy or is it a show of serious and contrite conversation?
I'm using a double entendre there. I'm calling it a joke.
I don't know if I should call it contrite or not, but...
Isn't it a joke?
A comedy. I know what you're getting at, Canuspe. Well, whatever.
See, that was funny.
American capitalism gone at the whimper, according to Pravda. It must be said that, like the breaking of a great dam, the American descent into Marxism is happening with breathtaking speed against the backdrop of a passive, hapless sheeple. Excuse me, dear reader. I meant people.
Oh, that was funny.
Why do people do stuff like this in articles?
They think they're hilarious.
True, the situation. See, we're not about sheeple here. But
look at that picture.
Wrestler's buttocks is on there. That's great. This is an awful website. What is this? Pravda? Yeah, great.
Isn't that a Russian website?
Yes.
.ru.
True, the situation has been well prepared on and off for the past century, especially the past 20 years. The initial testing grounds was conducted upon our holy Russia, and a bloody test it was. But we Russians would not just roll over and give up our freedoms and our souls, no matter how much money Wall Street poured into the fists of the Marxists. Those lessons were taken and used to properly prepare the American populace for the surrender of their freedoms and souls to the whims of their elites and betters. For us, I can't do a Russian accent. I'm not even trying. For us, the population was dumbed down through a politicized... I don't even know what that is.
That's like a drunk Ebenezer Scrooge.
All right, it's not Russian. A politicized and substandard education system, that is so true. Based on pop culture, that is true as well. Actually, when you go to foxnews.com, everybody thinks it's such a conservative-based website. If that's the case, then why are we learning about Lindsay Lohan's escapades on the weekend with some ugly, crack cocaine and addicted girl? Does that sound like a conservative news source to you? There's no real evidence, by the way, that Fox News is that conservative.
They'd rather show about entertainment than anything else.
I'm not too convinced that they are conservative. I mean, we're not conservative.
Let's get Shepard Smith in.
We certainly are liberal. Conversation Digest is not about either. We're about common sensism.
Shepard Smith has some decent hair.
Shepard Smith is a tool.
He's got some good hair.
I don't care about his hair. Lex Luthor doesn't have hair. He's still an incredible guy. Then they turned around and lecture us about our rights and about our democracy. Pride blind the foolish. Then their faith in God was destroyed. Nah, I don't know. Okay, I'm not even going to read this article.
You know, you lost me like the second paragraph. Actually, when they said sheeple, like, oh, I'm sorry, dear reader, I meant people. That's net lost
me. Sumo wrestler's buttocks.
I can't stop looking at it. It's just right there, and it's huge. It draws the eye in.
Apparently, the weirdest creature on Earth, by the way, according to Pravda.com, is the mole. Is that what's going on here? Even mammals like whales? What's her? What is that?
Silicone doesn't have an expiration date?
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about that. It's not like I have any implants. There's a born-on date in my right shirt pocket.
Really? What were you getting at?
If you get my drift.
Right shirt pocket?
Yeah.
You don't have a right shirt pocket.
Apparently, the weirdest creature on Earth, it's on environmentalgraffiti.com, which sounds like a hippie website.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you didn't see that
city. It's like someone shot its head off and it's still there.
Is it the North American star-nosed mole wasn't weird enough? This functionally blind mole, Candelari cristata, which is 22 worm-like
and Freddy Krueger hands.
Independently movable tentacles growing out of its nose, but also apparently discovered the secret of being able to smell underwater. The main difficulty with underwater olfaction, unless you have gills, is of course trying not to inhale any water while sniffing around. Or as they put it, sniffering around. Even mammals like whales and dolphins that have been living entirely submerged for millions of years are thought to be unable to perform the feat. What star-nosed moles and possibly other semi-aquatic mammals seem to have figured out is that they can use bubbles as a type of filter membrane to absorb surrounding smells. By rapidly inflating and deflating mucus bubbles from their nostrils, the various molecules which the mole is trying to identify with will permeate the bubbles, filter so they can be inhaled by the sense organs, while liquid water is kept at bay. Whatever. Is there a good article online?
Don't go bad. Oh, jeez.
Seriously, so much to try to do. You try to do a talk show with, not you, Canus, but the listening audience. 845-7084, the studio line. In a bit, the march toward Marxism continues as the discussion doesn't. That article disappointed me. I was going to read it from Pravda.com. I didn't like where the guy was going with the article. It would really be nice if I could pre-read some of these articles. I had no time today to do so. But whichever.
We'll go to a commercial break.
All right, a bit. Conversation Digest continues its onslaught of common sense and logic as we prepare the gateway to the weekend. We're like the, what's that one show with the Stargate? We're like your Stargate to the weekend, if that makes any sense. Go and say Michael Dean Richard, is that his name? John D. Anderson. What is his
Richard
name?
Richard Dean Anderson.
Richard Dean Anderson, whatever. Conversation Digest, check out FamousAshtray.com, archived video, radio installments, and also video projects and various things you will be entertained by, whatever. WNRBOP.
Hello, home surgery enthusiasts. Rip out your chainsaws, scalpels, tourniquets, and a dirty bar of soap. Have you ever dreamed of performing open-heart surgery in your basement? Do you want to splice squirrel heads onto the area where there once used to be a hand? It is a complete set of surgery materials. Latex gloves, scalpels, retractors, surgical saws, mad scientist coat, surgical thread, surgical glue, scalpels, clamps, bloodletting tools, surgical waste recycling tumbler, scalpels, and everyone's favorite, the leech. It all comes priced for you in 20 easy payments of $39.95 plus tax. And that's not all. The updated book contains multiple techniques and how to perform complete sex change operations on the homeless. Surprise them when they wake up and their gender has been reassigned. Won't they be surprised? Call within the next 30 minutes and get the new nerve bonding kit. Have you ever accidentally cut off a finger? Only to connect it back to your body and find out it's completely numb? Well, not anymore. Thanks to the patented nerve bonding glue, you will get that feeling back in no time. So pick up a phone with that jittery squirrel hand and order. Call us at 1-888-555-0420.
Pack with 420
and order the home surgery enthusiast starter kit now. You'll be glad you did, because if it's sliced off that easily, there's no reason to keep it.
WNRBLP, Stephen, Wassa!
Mom in her kerchief, and I in my cap, and not all settled down for a long winter's nap.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
This Christmas, just as you thought it was safe to unlock your chimney, a lonely visitor is ready to strike. Santa's back, and all ho-ho-holy hell is breaking loose. Bob checked my list twice, and those naughty girls and boys are gonna get more than coal this year.
With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew it must be Saint Nick. Man, what a dick.
Who's been naughty and who's been nice? It doesn't matter, cause I'll blow you up twice. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, and visions of Holocaust danced in their heads. So drink that milk, eat those cookies, because it's Rogue Santa 2, The Revenge. Coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. Hollywood Moment coming up in just a few moments here, as soon as the computer decides to do what I want it to do. 845-7084, your studio line. Knospi.
Yes?
Did you hear about that Sam Raimi film, the new one?
I've heard about it.
What did you hear about it?
I heard that it is a movie and it's opening tonight.
Scary?
Supposedly.
Sam Raimi knows how to make a film except for Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that was awful. Why even have the Sandman in there? That was stupid.
All right, this computer is dead to me. It is absolutely dead to me.
It's on your list of dead to me people? Just that like Jackie Onassis?
That and most robots. Jackie Onassis is only dead in a physical sense.
I thought she was dead to you. She said something mean about
the
show.
I never really actually met Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
Jackie Onassis Kennedy.
Is that how it went?
I guess.
Ah, jeez, whatever. I can't even do this stupid computer thing.
Well, I could start the...
Update!
The thing?
Can we get an update sounder on here?
An update?
Sweet little Willow Pop last week had a tick on her face. Eating her pumpkin pie. She sat in a fly and that was nice.
Oh my!
So anyway, so we took her to the vet. $80 later, we found out there was no Lyme's disease, but she wasn't tested for Lyme's disease, but apparently... She does not have Lyme's disease.
So she wasn't tested, but she doesn't have it.
Apparently. I thought she should probably be tested. She's been pawing at that thing. Of course, she's adorable when she does that because
aww,
sweet little Willow Pop's an adorable little mini schnauzer.
Aww.
So that's the first real tick situation that I've had. She's almost, she's right around 2.5, and the Ziffelman's talking to himself. Ziffelman's, what's going on back there, Ziffelman?
Just getting the Ziffelman's corner ready here.
All right, well, you can have that ready in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I should.
All right, that sounds good.
So after or before the Hollywood Minute?
After.
So okay. Sweet little Willow Pop has this massive tick on her face last week, and I had to peel it off or pry it off like Jaws of Life with that tick, that bloated tick.
Well, how'd you get it off? What did you use?
I used a pair of tweezers.
Hmm.
So then this week, that face is still swollen. And Knospi said something very disparaging to sweet little Willow Pop.
No, I didn't.
And she seemed very disappointed that Knospi would say that to her.
What did I say?
Why don't you tell the viewing, listening audience what it is that you said, Knospi?
She kind of looked like Sloth from the Goonies.
Baby Ruth and Chuck. Chunk. His name was Chunk.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Good one.
So anyway, update on that is sweet little Willow Pop tick is off her sweet little face. But her face is still swollen and she's still in obvious discomfort. And you have to imagine that when a little dog is in pain, much like with a human being, they lose sleep. Maybe arr, even a diminished appetite.
Arr.
So for the past week and a half, she's been in agony. And not to mention she had a bump on her rump. She had like a bump that she kept on picking on in her rump, but apparently it's common for the Schnauzer breed. I no longer have to be worried about that bump, but that tick-faced bump thing is still there, and I'm wondering, is there a possibility that the head is still stuck in there?
It could be.
But the vet said
well,
it
you did it, so it, obviously it might be.
But the vet said it was fully removed.
Hmm.
So can I value that? How long should a bump, is there a vet that can call me? I mean, how long should that bump be there when the tick has been removed?
Well, if you had a tick on your face for an undetermined amount of time and you took it off, wouldn't you think you'd still be healing for it?
How long does it take? That's what I'm asking.
It might take a while.
How long? I want to know. I want hours. I want days. I want weeks. How long?
It's different for everyone.
Completely
everyone's
in the dark here.
Metabolism is different.
Well, sweet little Willow Pop, metabolism.
Yeah.
Was she trying to work out metabolize. A few pounds? We're talking about healing.
The healing process.
Well, she's very thin, so maybe it would be fast, I would think. Wouldn't you think so? That has nothing to do with it, does
one
it?
Chance? I don't know. What's going on with this? This thing is awful.
Tell me about it.
Should I just start the thingy?
Yeah, go ahead and start and we'll get to it whenever we can. Here's the Hollywood Minute, heard exclusively on your favorite local show, deemed so by Conversation Digest at fakereuters.com. Anywho, so here's the Hollywood Minute, or moment. your Hollywood Minute. On a light note tonight. Whatever, I can't get to it.
Toy Story 3 is coming out.
It is?
Next year. They had a teaser trailer up.
How'd it look?
Looked like Toy Story. It had Tim Allen in it, so you know it's going to be good.
Latest headlines, Hollywood on entertainmentweekly.com, EW.com, for those in Maryland. Phil Spector sentenced to 19 years to life. Phil Spector's been sentenced to 19 years to life behind bars. People.com reports, in April, the legendary record producer was found guilty of second-degree murder for the shooting death of actress Lana Clarkson.
Lana?
Well, which is it?
One of the two.
We can keep on going with that Hollywood Minute.
I know, I just turned that down a little bit. It's not what I wrote.
Also...
Which one?
Susan Boyle almost quit.
Why?
She finally, after all these years, saw her face in the mirror and thought I'm an ugly beep.
And it cracked?
Susan Boyle wanted to quit Britain's Got Talent, judge says. Reality show judge and former tabloid journalist Piers Morgan says that singing sensation Susan Boyle has been struggling to cope with the pressures of fame and was ready to walk off Britain's Got Talent, according to Reuters.
Wasn't it her dream to be famous for singing?
She had a dream! How does that song go? It was in Les Miserables. Morgan told Inside Edition that Boyle has been in tears repeatedly, and as of yesterday, she was packing her bags. However, she finally agreed to see the show through the end.
Aww.
Oh, she's a lighthearted trooper. Susan Boyle...
I would give her a...
Your number last my book. I'm not too concerned about the stress of her life.
She ought to just a round of applause.
Have a couple pints, calm down, do the singing, get it over with, and win your money.
And then have a couple more pints?
Seriously, I mean, when was her life easy? She's an old maid. She's never been married. She's probably very lonely.
She'll probably sell her story to Hollywood.
Is she even that good? I've watched a couple on YouTube. And
hey, you
I
do not need to be good to sell your story to Hollywood.
No, I mean, I just want to know, is she a good singer? What do you think? Your mother knows about singing, right?
I think so.
What did your mother say about Susan Boyle?
I don't know, she didn't really say anything about it. She asked me, who is Susan Boyle?
Would you go on a date with Susan Boyle, Kinespe?
No, I don't feel like going to Britain.
Well, let's just say she came in and you said, Kinespe! Would you like to go for a seat on the veranda on the Davenport?
No, thank you. I'd rather shoot myself.
All right, well, let's sing a little. Queen Mom is right here watching.
What are you on?
I have no
idea. And can I have some?
All right, that was your Hollywood Minute Conversation Digest each and every week. Anywhere from 7 to 8, that feature shows itself in all of its glory. And right now we got the Ziffelman's Corner. If he was in the room, we would have the Ziffelman's Corner, but he just vacated. So, all right, well, he needs a couple seconds. He has to blow his nose first.
What is he having a second for?
Don't know. Possibly to blow his nose or smoke a cigarette, whichever.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Oh, apparently he needs to go take a drink.
Apparently Prince Harry's
well, it
in
is,
New York.
Well, it's 7:30, so it's prime drinking time for the Ziffelman.
There was a story, I don't want to do that one, it's too depressing and too adult, so I will not do that. The median age for the Conversation Digest listener is 28 to 59. Due to demographic information, we're able to give you that. Phil Spector, by the way, will be in, hopefully, for life. The guy is a murderer.
Allegedly.
But for those... No, he was found guilty. The proof showed that he was guilty of it. He's not allegedly any longer. He did it.
Well, just because the jury said he did it doesn't mean you actually
did
it.
He did it. I read the evidence. I saw the evidence. I saw...
First-hand accounts?
Yes, and also...
You watched it happen.
Exhibit A, exhibit not the murder, just the trial. By the way, if you're wondering who won the media race last Thursday, May 29th, 2009, which was actually just yesterday.
Looks like Fox News won it.
Fox News, O'Reilly, 3
who
million
is Shep?
Viewers. Fox
is
News,
that Shemp?
Hannity.
Is that Shemp?
Shep, Shepard Smith, I'm assuming. Hannity, 2,400,000. Fox News, Beck, Glenn Beck, the one with the hemorrhoids and cries a lot. 2 million. Fox News buyer.
Is he crying because of the hemorrhoids?
No, I think he's crying because he's a very emotional person. By the way, CNN, Anderson Cooper, ratings are just horrendous. 852,000 people. Oh my goodness, Keith Olbermann, 1,298,000.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel last week.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just absolutely hilarious.
I'm just saying that. Just saw that he.
I'm not too concerned what he was on. He has his own show. Who cares if he was on Jimmy Kimmel?
And who cares? No, I meant Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon's gut-wrenching.
Yeah, I know.
He can't even formulate a full sentence. I would have him on Conversation Digest, his producer won't return my phone calls.
He mumbles a lot, right, Ziffelman?
I wouldn't want him on here because he can't talk.
Because you do the mumbling.
Yes, by the way, what do you do when you want to get reelected or elected in the first place?
You put a gun up to someone's head and say, vote for me?
No, it doesn't work anymore. I stopped working in 79 with Jimmy Carter. Mahum Ahmadinejad hands out potatoes to poor to buy presidential votes.
When
in reality,
nice
the reason they're so poor in the first place is Ahmadinejad. 2 weeks from today, Iran's presidential election will determine whether Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the Holocaust denying, this guy denies the Holocaust ever existed, by the way. Did you know that?
I think I did.
How can you want to vote for someone who denies the reality, the sad reality that innocent people died in the Holocaust back in the 40s or whichever.
Does he need a first-hand experience of it, or what?
He hates Israel, by the way. He's an American-bashing incumbent, remains in office, whether his country continues its strive to become a nuclear power, and whether
it's
like
a good guy, though.
In Iraq, if, then get a T-shirt with his face on there.
Well,
show your support.
He doesn't wear ties, so that's kind of cool.
I don't want to say that he's a good guy. He's a horrible individual.
Everyone has an amount of good in them.
No, he doesn't. Satan never did. This guy doesn't either. He's a horrible human being. I won't sit here and say, I'm not going to be a hippie and say that there's good in everyone. This guy proves that not everyone has an ounce of good. There is no good. To give the poor one potato, because that will so remove them from poverty.
What if there's a potato famine then? Oh, no.
I don't think they're too concerned about it. But how does one potato make someone's poverty go away?
If it's a really big potato.
Mr. Ahmadinejad, 53, is expected to win. He appears to have the backing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader and the government's considerable resources. He can count on millions of votes from the security forces and the besieged, the morality police.
Nice.
The populist president who has reportedly or pointedly visited and distributed largesse. What is that? In every one of Iran's 28 provinces is still the darling of the devout and really rural poor. An upset is not impossible, however. Mr. Mousavi, 67, is a popular former prime minister remembered for steering Iran through the turmoil of his war with Iraq.
What's the guy's name who runs this former Russia? What's his name? Putin, yeah.
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I wonder if he'd do the same thing.
No, he just gets the mafia to do it for him.
No,
the potatoes.
Mr. Mahmoud.
Yeah, he's a great
anyone else
too.
That runs against him, you he know, just shoots him or gives him some polonium.
You know, and then we've got various other leaders around the world that are really taking this nation and, well, I mean, you know, they have a lot to say because obviously their opinions are very much valued by Obama to the point where their opinions seem to matter more than mine, or yours, can us be.
Well, my opinion matters the most.
Hugo Chavez, is that his name, the Venezuelan leader?
Yes.
His opinion matters more than yours, the American voter, just so you know. 845-7084. Right now on Conversation Digest, we have our very own Ziffelman doing the Ziffelman's Corner. Isn't there an intro?
Yeah, I was getting to it.
Here, just give me the...
Welcome to Ziffelman's Corner. Oh, yeah.
Wait till that makes
sense.
I'll tell you
minutes. Okay. Hello, my listeners. Well, it's been a while. Ziffelman has been going here and yon at various locales during the daytime and nighttime hours. But the Ziffelman being mostly a nocturnal creature, the nighttime hours get more busy for me. Whereas daytime hours are recoup time, unless the Ziffelman's other J-O-B needs him. Because they have needs, obviously. The Ziffelman has lately been collecting info from various local business owners, namely bar owners, bartenders and other bar patrons, while sinking his hard-earned cash into the local economy, or, as I like to call it, the local mixer glass, the Ziffelman's local J.O.B. retail establishment, I have hard-earned cash that I like to put into certain establishments. Now, my listeners, please call to the studio and give your opinion on the bill, which I'm not exactly sure if it's been passed, because like I said, the daytime hours are for recouping, which basically means I'm sleeping. Is there still time for us liberty-loving smokers to take a stand? Freedom! Sorry about that. You know, me being a smoker and all, and I tend to hack. So, I've been into various places, and I've noticed a just anger by owners, bartenders, and patrons alike. There has been a true disconnect with local views, not just, you know, smokers, but in general, the tavern owner and the other fun-loving establishment owners, that the voted-in lawmakers are obviously under the influence of outside interests and the overpowering shadow of the federal government, who says one thing and does another just to gather more power towards one individual or a small group of individuals. So we don't seem to need to have them listen to us anymore. Well, I disagree. So in short, the Ziffelman, we need to keep our mixer glasses held high, our cigarettes lit,
and
tell the lawmakers what we really think. Shalom, my friends.
How about they start taxing beeping that I have no idea where it came from? What was that noise?
I don't know.
Thanks for the Ziffelman's Corner each and every Friday, unless the Ziffelman is gone, which he was last week. He was elsewhere, frequenting a place that does not allow smoking, but that's probably good because he works there. State budget panel approves new taxes, deep cuts. This kind of plays into the whole thing with the Ziffelman. He's talking about the lack of freedom. These are new taxes that remove freedom from your pockets, the freedom to have money. In one sweeping motion Thursday, members of the legislature's budget writing panel approved dozens of items, including cuts in funding for state agencies, schools, and local governments, instituted changes to major programs, and levied new taxes and fees. Now, where are the new taxes and fees? Not too sure I care about the cutting back and the teachers.
Well, you need teachers.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why they have less money there is because of the teachers' union. It's the same as the auto industry. It's not give so much money to the unions.
Teachers
maybe
don't get
some
that
money
much
left
money.
Over. They get enough. I'm not too concerned about them.
So you just want people to be stupid?
They are stupid.
And ignorant.
They are ignorant.
Even more ignorant than they
That's
are
That's at their own... That is their fault. It is not my fault that they are ignorant and stupid.
The teachers or the people?
Both. And teachers are people, by the way.
No, the regular people, the proles.
It's up to them. If they need to get educated, then they need to get educated. They need to turn off the TV and start reading a little. Because if they had educational stuff on there, like news that is not biased, which doesn't exist anyway, because Fox News, CNN, and the BBC, you cannot count on any of them. To give you the straight and narrow.
Enough with the sensationalist news already.
I want news that is true. I don't want... We always talk about these earmarks that politicians give money to because, hey, they want to be reelected. If they please various parties, various groups of people, parties not as in Democrats or Republicans, but as in groups of people, stop giving them money. But, you know, the same thing happens with the viewers and then the news. Let's give Fox News some... credit here. They're not the only ones that are absolutely biased. CNN, absolutely biased. Have been since the early 80s when they first started. Ted
you
Turner,
show me someone
of
who's
all people,
unbiased and
company.
I will show you a liar.
The news needs to be more unbiased. I don't know who to trust anymore on the news.
I trust myself.
I get tired of hearing, well, you cannot trust CNN, but you can trust Fox News or vice versa. You cannot trust either.
What about PBS News?
PBS News, absolutely biased. How about the Superstation? The Superstation, if you turn on the Superstation TBS for news, there's something wrong with you because I think they have news breaks. WGN is Chicago News. They're telling you the Cubs are a good team. They're obviously not giving you the straight information. Hospital tax is one of those things that's passed. An assessment on hospitals to bring in more federal funds to replace state tax dollars would be increased to yield even more federal
hospitals
money.
Hospitals get more money than anyone else combined.
Yeah. Ambulatory surgery companies. Centers would also pay an assessment. Together, they would replace nearly $115 million of state tax dollars in 2011. Health insurance plans would have to cover treatment of autism, mental disorders, alcoholism, and drug dependency. Drug dependency? Really?
They're giving insurance for that?
Evidently. Auto insurance, the minimum amount of car insurance people can buy would rise. People would still have the option to drive without insurance, but if they did buy it, they would have to purchase more coverage than they do now. Tax credits. Scheduled tax breaks for health insurance premiums and child care would be put off, taking effect in 2011 instead of this year. Transportation. Nearly $140 million would be transferred from the state's transportation fund. Such transfers have been controversial in the past.
So, what it comes down to is that we're screwed?
Yes. Apparently, we're very worried about the now, but we're not worried about the then. The state would delay $285 million in payments, helping the budget immediately, but increasing long-term interest costs. By the way, our deficit in Wisconsin alone is $6 billion. All this means what to me? It means nothing. The Journal Sentinel can put this whole article on here. It means nothing. Because they can say this is what they'll dole the money out for. It doesn't mean they're going to do it because nothing happens the way we're told it's going to happen. It's not like anyone's held accountable for any of these things.
Why be held accountable when you can blame someone else?
Well, we do what we're going to say. Although maybe like 2 years ago we came on here and said we're going to be a comedy show. But we were forced into submission as far as crap going on around us. We have to give it the straight and narrow. We got to give you our own common sense-ism.
You can pry my comedy from my cold, dead hands.
It's still comedically gifted, the show is. It's just tougher to notice sometimes. It's not as predominant as it once was, but it still has a major influence on how this show rolls. 845-7084. Any chance we can get a third microphone in the studio, by the way?
I don't know. Let me ask the wall. Hey, Wall, can we get a third microphone?
No, that's Zifflman's Corner right there you just talked to.
Well,
maybe this Zifflman's Corner to make a is point. On the flat of the wall.
No matter how much we ask, we're not getting it. So might as well just ask a wall.
Okay, good point. So how do you get a deficit? You spend a ton of money, you don't
you
get
spend
any
money that
in,
you
right?
don't have.
Hey, they're like me.
Cash and checks, your buddy.
So why is it that Charter can say to me, you owe the money, and I can't pay, and apparently I get my service disconnected? What happens to the state government when they can't pay for the things they spend money on? They're borrowing money. They can't pay. Can I cut their cable? Can I cut the cable at the... Honestly, let's cut the cable.
You could elect someone new, but
well, I think we
work.
Should probably cut the cable at the Capitol. The Capitol building, which houses, by the way, in the basement during the day, the homeless people of Madison.
Way to screw us over, government. Good job.
I wonder how many of them voted for Obama. So let's take away the cable in the state capitol, because you know they got it, and you know there's cable in that. Can you call them up? Can us be called their people? Tell them to call me. I want to know how many of those offices
beep,
have cable.
Beep, boop, boop, beep,
and how much does it cost the state taxpayers to pay for the cable in the state capitol building?
It's busy.
They don't
the
even watch.
Busy.
It is busy. All right, well, they don't even watch C-SPAN anyway. They're probably watching Fox News or CNN saying, no, that's the channel that's not biased. Dave Obey's watching CNN. He truly believes in their unbiased nature. Headline news. Ooh. Wait a minute. That's their thing, isn't it? Headline news.
CNN?
Yeah, well, that's...
Or CNN headline news.
Our headline news is totally different than their headline news.
Yeah, ours isn't biased, apparently.
It's impartial. We give the news how it is supposed to be given. With...
Served cold?
Empathy, and sometimes with absolute...
Rage. Rage.
Anger.
Just anger.
We give, but we never come across a news source that gives you... unbiased information.
So we're the most reputable news source?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't know by the call board. The lights on the board are off the chart. Maybe we can't take them all.
We just use this board as a Christmas tree.
You know,
lights.
Why are we talking? Because no one seems to respond anyway. No one listens. Everyone wants to watch American Idol. Why don't more people listen to the things that are valid and legitimate as opposed to some girl in a bathing suit trying to sing a song that I could sing better? I've got a horrible singing voice.
I think even though we're on the radio,
I guess it's called
they have
the bikini
their radios
days.
On pointed at the wall.
They're talking to the wall as well? No, we are talking to the wall.
We're
right.
talking to their wall, like talk to the hand. They're like, you talk to the wall.
Makes
like,
sense.
Okay.
Oh, we could just get played in some of the bars in the area, turn off the jukebox, and turn on Conversation Digest.
Well, then we'd have hate mail, and hate calling, and just hate stares, and...
Can I ask you, how can they leave...
Hate pants.
How can they leave a contact? How can they make a contact? Do we have a functioning email address these days?
Oh, it's conversationdigest@gmail.com.
Okay, well, we don't give that very often. When was the last
What's
time
on
we...
the web's page?
They can't hear you.
Actually, did she get appointed that Chief Justice?
Well, who's going to... Of course she will be, because who's going to say no? The Republicans already have no clout in Washington. They won't say no to this, because they can't. And there are various reasons that I will not get into that they cannot... vote for her.
Do we know any of her backstory? Or?
She's awful. She is absolutely awful.
And she doesn't know how to dress either.
No, she's really a bad dresser. You know, button up the shirt a little bit more, sweetheart, because, you know, look professional. Let's look professional here and get a new hairdo. The perm doesn't work anymore. Well, I suppose
perm
on,
is so 80s.
I suppose on some women the perm does work, but you can't get it so tight to where it looks like it's going to pull your brains out.
Yeah.
Sotomayor is her name. Sotomayor.
John Mayer?
You know, Obama's an ugly guy. People say he's good looking, but he really is an ugly guy. Look at him. He's an ugly guy.
Look at those wrinkles.
And he's a smoker. I want to see him smoking the White House bar. You can't do that anymore.
White House bar?
If they did, maybe that would be an improvement.
Is
maybe
it right next to the White House bowling alley?
Maybe he'd get drunk, make a mistake, and actually try to pass legislation that helped America instead of burying it in debt and sorrow.
An oppression.
Good call, Zeitz. Ziffelman. Hair loss, aging, and supplements for the Ziffelman.
Are you snoring yourself to death?
Who, me? What do you mean?
It's right above there, where it says hair loss, aging.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Oh. That would be a yes on both counts.
So if anyone calls me because they know that I live in their neighborhood, and they call and say, well, they can say the same thing to you. Ziffelman, you don't have a lawn for whatever reason. You paved over it, or you live in an apartment complex. Make your choice.
Yes.
Heavy on the complex.
Our fine American neighbors who live in houses next to us call and say, look, you got to mow your lawns. I'm going to say, look, the American landscape is awful right now. I don't have to mow my lawn because even my crappy long grass improves upon the overall impression of the American landscape, because the American landscape is nothing I want to be part of right now. I've never been nervous to be living in America before. Have you ever been nervous to live in America before?
Every day I'm nervous. It doesn't matter.
That's not for the same reason that you're nervous right now. I'm nervous to communicate with people, even though I have a communication degree.
I think we should be much more nicer to everyone and just wave at them randomly. When you're driving down the street, just wave at someone.
I think that's so childish. An adult wouldn't do that, can us be.
Look who you're talking to.
Yeah. Apparently Facebook is worth something. Mother finds 27-year-old son on Facebook.
Ooh.
What was she trying to answer, his personal ad?
Oh!
Facebook reunites mother with long-lost son. A woman whose 3-year-old son was abducted. Oh, this is sad. Well, but it has a happy ending. Unless they decide they didn't like each other. Son was abducted and taken to live in Hungary. They've been reunited with each other 27 years later after finding his name on Facebook. Who are those girls? Avril Grube last saw Gavin when his father took him out on an outing to Blackpool Zoo. That was in 82. This guy looks a lot older than I do. And you too, Knuspy. He looks a lot older than Ziffelman. You guys look like you're about the same age. No offense. Instead of going to the zoo, however, Joseph Peros took the boy to Budapest in defiance of a court order.
Oh, burn.
Despite appeals via the Hungarian embassy in London and the British embassy in Budapest, and an appeal to Margaret Thatcher, then the Prime Minister, great Prime Minister, by the way, better than the clown they have in there right now, Mrs. Grube heard nothing more of her son. Then last October, her sister, I thought they were going to say Susan Boyle, Beryl Wilson, because she kind of looks like she's got the same kind of level of beauty as Susan Boyle. No offense, Beryl. Wait a minute, what's this woman's name? Oh, Avril. No offense, Avril, but you're about as ugly as Susan Boyle. Typed the name Gavin Peros into Google and found a link to someone of that name on the social networking site Facebook. I can't stand Facebook. Can I ask you, why do you spend so much time on there?
I don't spend that much time.
Well, it's more than you should. You should spend zero time on there.
Yeah. Okay.
So apparently a frustrating wait followed. With more than 200 million users, there was a possibility that the Facebook member merely shared the name with Mrs. Grube's son. Yeah, okay. So they got reunited, and according to her, I was so overcome and just said my beautiful son over and over again, which hurt his pride because he doesn't want to be beautiful. He wants to be handsome. He's very quiet and overwhelmed. We just hugged each other. It is the happiest day of my life. There are almost no words to describe except for Facebook. You rock.
What if she found a Twinkie underneath her couch? That would also be the happiest day of her life.
Well, she ate it, and it no longer exists. She ate the cellophane as well. How can we make fun of Avril for being ugly and chubby? Seriously. She'll be taxed for both, by the way. The pair managed to communicate, although Mr. Peros has forgotten all the English he knew as a boy, and Mrs. Grube does not speak Hungarian. Mrs. Grube, who has three other children, has yet to meet her daughter-in-law, Sylvia, and three grandchildren, Anastasia, 10, Tom, okay, I don't care about their names or their ages. Mrs. Wilson, 59, has spent the best part of the last three decades helping her sister trace her son. And enough of this article. But then one day, last October, I put his name into Facebook and found him. I emailed him, but it took a while for him to respond. And when he did, he gave me his phone number. I called my sister when I heard back from Gavin and told her to sit down as I had some news. All I heard after that was screaming. From who, Gavin? And then there are, of course,
like a Godzilla noise?
Testimonials afterwards. Oh, that's quite funny in that. Yeah, someone said, way to go, Facebook. God bless one and all. And then Lisa from Nevada said, I can't imagine the torture this poor man went through after all
Mom,
those
not
years.
Ma'am. Man.
What did I say?
You said poor man.
It looks like Mom.
That is Mom. You said poor man.
I am thrilled for her and her son that they're going to get a second chance. It's not often that it happens in life. Congratulations to you both, and hooray for Facebook. Okay, I was making fun of the whole Facebook, you rock. But apparently that's what people are going to attribute this to. You can just
type just
in
hooray
name
for the
online.
Internet.
How about the hooray for the internet? Of course, we're going
to have internet, I love you.
The internet's going to get regulated, and the government's going to know everything you're watching. So if you're watching some stupid show, if you're a guy and you're watching Desperate Housewives on ABC.com, they're going to know about it. You're going to be embarrassed because the federal government knows you like watching that crappy show.
Well, it is not a good show.
Do you watch Desperate Housewives, Knuspy?
No, I don't even know
what
it is.
Well, if you did, the government's going to know about it.
I don't even know what that is.
Is it on NBC? What channel is it on? Ziffelman, what channel
is it on? It's on a broadcasting company channel.
All right, well, Facebook reunites mother with long-lost son. He looks like he's about 40.
ABC.
But he's only, okay, well, the Ziffelman apparently watches Desperate Housewives with Terry.
Uh-oh.
Which is your favorite character, Ziffelman?
Eva Longoria.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice. How about Terry Hatcher, even though she's all fakey?
She's very nice.
I think I'd choose Natalie Portman.
Yeah, too bad Natalie Portman's not on there. She's on V for Vendetta. All right, well, thanks for joining us for this issue of Conversation Digest. If, in fact, you want to join us again, that is a you problem. If, in fact, you don't join us ever again, that is a double you problem.
Double you?
I'm going to smash your face in with the mouse. Okay, thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week unless something tragic happens and we're no longer able to communicate. On WNRBLP, Wausau, your place for...
Big hits?
And lively discussion on big hits, 93.3, WNRBLP.